still with us this morning is Micheline Maynard, a Michigan-based business correspondent for The New York Times. Good morning, and thanks for being with us, Mickey.
My pleasure.
As part of the automaker's pitch for federal help, as you know, executives have talked a lot about the ripple effect their downfall would trigger in the economy. Suppliers would be especially hard hit. Kirk Lewis, president of the Bing Group in Detroit, which manufactures auto parts for GM and Ford, well, he's joining us now to share his story. Welcome, Kirk.
Well, thanks for having me.
Now, let me ask you this. Worst case scenario, as we take a look at Chrysler closing down longer for this season, Ford adding days to its shutdown, worst case scenario, they go away. What happens to your business?
Well, the bottom line is we would pretty much shut down. About 95% of our business here is Ford and GM. So if we're not supplying product to Ford and GM, and not generating the cash to pay our bills, pretty much this company would shut down. Now, we're a Tier 1 supplier, so we supply directly to Ford and GM. But then there are the Tier 2s that supply to us, and there'll be a ripple effect that if I can't pay my bills, I can't pay my Tier 2s, who in turn won't be able to pay their bills, which is the Tier 2 level. So it'll be a real significant, devastating effect on the automotive industry and, in particular, the supply base.
How many employees would that involve, and what would be the ripple effect in the communities where you're based in the Detroit area?
Well, we employ about 500 families. Our facility is located in Detroit. In an area that has an extremely high unemployment currently. I think the numbers are somewhere around 21%. And those are the folks that are still looking for jobs, not the folks that have pretty much checked out and not looking for jobs. So it would be devastating. The folks would not have an opportunity to go for other employment. Now, even beyond that, you look at the industry as a whole, which really represents direct and indirect employment, somewhere around 4.5 million jobs. And so if Ford, GM, Chrysler were to go away or, you know, file a bankruptcy, it would be a devastating to, you know, the United States in total.
And so, Mickey, when you hear Kirk lay that out, what would happen to the Bing Group? I mean, this is something that likely would be repeated over and over again with those Tier 1 and 2 suppliers that he mentioned, right?
Well, first of all, I think the number's a little high. I haven't heard a $4.5 million job number in all of this. I mean, the numbers that we use are generally between 2 and 3 million jobs. But I have a question, actually. All of us have watched the car companies for years now lose market share, lose billions of dollars. And I realize that Ford isn't as bad of in bad shape as the other car companies. But if you can see this happening to General Motors, you know, why do you keep their business? Why don't you try to diversify a little bit more? I mean, are these contracts just too big and kind of too lucrative to give up? I'm just wondering, you know, are your hands tied? Are they contracts that you can't get out of and replace with anybody else?
Well, you do have a limited customer base. So we have Ford, GM, and Chrysler. Then you have the new domestics. The new domestics typically are harder to break into because when they came over, they brought a lot of their Keiretsu companies. But that is changing now. So we are actively supplying Toyota some small parts. But with the new domestics, you generally start with one or two small parts, and then over a longer period of time, they grow that business. So definitely diversification is part of our strategy. But at the end of the day, and I'll give you a little history, the Bing Group is a minority company, and we're $150 million in sales. In the scheme of it, we are extremely small.
Right.
We got our start through, back in 1980, the Minority Supplier Development Program with Ford and GM. So they have always been kind of the foundation for our company. But longer term, definitely we're looking to diversify, and that's part of our strategy.
And so clearly to both of you, very complicated issues, and there's a lot of wait and see as many are watching the White House and the Treasury to see if they're going to come in with some money, at least before the end of the year. Kirk Lewis, president of the Bing Group, which makes auto parts for GM, thank you for joining us this morning. And Micheline Maynard, Michigan-based business correspondent for The New York Times, as always, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.